For my children, for my own inner child, and for the children still squirming anxiously in the pews. Salvation is not precipitated by the terror of being consumed in hell. This terror itself places one in hell. Salvation is not flight from the wrath of God. It is accepting and reciprocating the love of God. Salvation is not separation. It is the beginning of union with all that is, or has been, or will ever be. James Baldwin. Religion is for people who fear hell. Spirituality is for people who have been there. David Bowie. Introduction. It was a bright Sunday morning, and I smiled on my way to church. I'm an inconsistent churchgoer, but always a cheerful one. My history with church is complicated. After over 8 years as an evangelical pastor, I don't consider myself an evangelical anymore. But I am still a Christian, and I do still go to church, at least when I feel like it. That's the key to smiling on the way to church, actually wanting to go. I don't do spiritual activities out of guilt anymore. I have absolutely no reason to do that because I don't believe in a God who is out to punish me. I still like going to worship gatherings because it helps me feel connected to myself and to other people, and it reminds me that we are all connected together through the Spirit of God. This Sunday, I was also going because I had invited another couple. Yes, I still invite people to church. Old habits die hard. But I didn't invite this couple out of guilt. I honestly don't care if anyone goes to church or not. Some people would be better served by a quiet morning alone with their dog, or a walk near a lake, or an intimate coffee date with a friend. Opportunities for spiritual connection abundantly surround us. No, I invited this couple because they're among the many people who have left evangelicalism behind, but still miss aspects of their former church communities. Such people often struggle to find a church that doesn't spark shame or religious guilt. I'm thankful that I've found a church community that welcomes and celebrates every kind of person, just as God made them to be. And I enjoy inviting others into it if it suits them, too. When I got to church, I was happy to meet my friends and excited to see what they'd think of the community. As the service ended and we took communion together, I wondered how the ritual was hitting my church-weary friends. Even when a church approaches this ancient Christian practice with a spirit of love and welcome, some people may still find that it transports them back to the terror they felt in their bodies when they were young, worried about whether they were worthy enough to partake of the body and blood of Christ. I approached my friends cautiously after the service, curious if they found it refreshing, if they felt triggered by the experience, or anything in between. They told me that it was pretty good for a church. But then the wife said, "Can I ask you a question?" "Of course," I replied. "If you don't believe in hell," she said with sincere curiosity, "then why do you still even go to church?" On some level, her question surprised me. After all, what does going to church have to do with believing in hell? But of course, I knew that for evangelical Christians, the answer is just about everything. Christianity has a hell problem. There is so much beauty and truth in Christianity. The Golden Rule is a brilliant piece of moral wisdom. The Beatitudes are a revolutionary way of looking at the world. Jesus' nonviolent path of enemy love inspired beacons of justice like Martin Luther King Jr. and the Civil Rights Movement. And yet, no matter how much good you can find in it, at the end of the day, there is a big black hole right at the center. The belief that everyone who doesn't follow the right faith is going to hell to suffer for eternity. This isn't a problem simply because I personally find it to be distasteful, though I do, and that's putting it mildly. This is a problem because hell, with the fear it inspires, the exclusivity it demands, the judgment it promotes, and the punitive God it portrays, corrupts Christian spirituality. Evangelicals have sought to minimize the centrality of hell in recent years. Fire and brimstone preaching is less common than it used to be. The word hell is rarely heard in megachurches, which prefer seeker-sensitive messages.